Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Irish Radio. Tuning in. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in. So we're just knocking it back, and you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to check out YouTube. I was going to get on YouTube tonight, but had some things going on. I still got a dirty bike from last weekend, so I was out there cleaning it, and I lost track of time jumping in here to do this show for y'all. Checking out things. What I was going to do tonight is listen to the entire, you know, we talked about a little bit about the TikTok thing, and then I watched the news and they played some little excerpts and all that. But what I really wanted to do, and I did it here a couple of times when they had those hearings, those Senate or congressional hearings about the weaponization of government with the internet and emails and the Twitter files and all that. It was really interesting, back and forth and everything. And a lot of times when these people play these news clips, it's not in full context of what they're talking about. And what you have to understand is that when it comes to the internet, politicians have no clue. Those people that are sitting in Congress right now have absolutely no clue. You know, they just call the internet, you know, weird names. You know, it's like the iTunes or whatever. You know what I mean? So I was going to sit down, and or when I was going down the road tonight, I got it tuned up on Spotify where I can listen to the entire hearing. I think it's Forbes magazine puts it out on audio like that. You can just listen to it going down the road back and forth. And it's really interesting. So I want to dive into that and try to get some more context about that. And I'll talk about that later on YouTube maybe. But from what I can tell, even the guy one of the guys, my fan, one of my big people I'm a fan of in Congress has been Crenshaw. What's his first name? I forgot. Anyway, he's the Navy SEAL that lost an eye from the Houston area, North Houston. That guy there. That's the kind of guy I was looking forward to. And he had some pretty good questions and everything. So I always thought he was a good thinker and had good things to say. So I'll see what he has to say and maybe get some more context about that. He pointed out some like stuff that, you know, the guy lied about. So the guy was saying, no, that's not true. And the guy's like, no, it is true. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I'd like to get more context about it. And maybe there's a couple of people on YouTube that are pretty good about breaking things down about how the internet actually works. You know, I'm a big fan of Ben Shapiro, as you guys all know, and even he was wrong about a lot of things when it came to the internet. So you just have to check things out and, you know, break it on down with that kind of stuff. So check it out, and I don't know, I'll talk about it on YouTube maybe eventually. You know, we're no longer going to do the Daily Show here every day, every weekday. We're going to, you know, take a step back from that. There's some other things going on. I'm not real sure. I know that what I can't do is I can't travel to all the big truck shows, especially up north. I'm still going to try to get to the Houston truck show. That was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it, staying in Houston for the weekend and everything. And I rode my bike up there, and the weather was good and had a lot of fun. And, you know, that's my chance to get to a Waffle House because there's no Waffle Houses around here. So I might still try to do that. I think that's in late July, something like that. We'll just check it out from there. But yeah, let's rock and roll. Redneck and I's Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Great sponsors out there like DPF Regeneration. Check them out at dpfregeneration.com. That's where you can get all of the, if you got a DPF filter you need to replace or get cleaned, you can get EGR valves, charge air cooler, stuff like that. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com at 800-634-3010. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I. So let's rock and roll. We'll see you in a bit.
Oh, I'm gonna prove. This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Walk away. Johnny just begun to let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep us out of you, keep us out of.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. It is Zay with Renick and I Radio Show. Joining along. Before I go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. You can give them a call over there if you're thinking about switching carriers, or, you know, it's one of those if you're thinking about becoming an owner-operator, right? But you're working for, like, Swift or Schneider, and they're, like, calling, hey, you can lease purchase. And you're, like, not... Maybe you've heard us talk on and you saw our videos and you're like, hey, I don't want to do lease purchase. I want to get my own truck. I want to save my money and I want to do a good job in making sure I buy, you know. And of course, if you follow Kevin Rutherford, he'll tell you to buy a used pre-emission truck like a 99 or a 98 or a 2000, 2001, you know, those years, Series 60, that kind of thing. You want to try to do it the right way like that. Well, maybe you ain't there yet, because it's one of those things about getting to, you know, the financial position and, of course, the knowledge of knowing the trucking industry. So what I would say is that call up Load to Ride Transportation. If you want to be a company driver but learn how to be an owner-operator, I my opinion, Load to Ride Transportation is one of those carriers where you're going to, you know, your input as a driver matters. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's all about what type of load securement, what type of trailer, you know, the weight adjustment, all that stuff. A lot of times, some of the drivers that I know that drive for them, you know, they're always given input about, well, that we can't load that or that, you know, we need a different trailer or things like that. You know, they talk to the customers and they actually communicate to the dispatchers and the customers about the kind of freight they haul, because it's all a bunch of different stuff all the time, you know. And it's not these big shippers that say, just back it in and we'll call you when it's done. It's not, it's different shippers that are doing different stuff. So they do refrigerated, they do hazmat, all that stuff. So give them a call over there at Load to Ride Transportation at 720-277-0030. That's 720-277-0030. That's ltrtransportation.com. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So, we talked about a trucking company shut down and the drivers were left stranded and they haven't received their paychecks. A lot of these owner operators, when we put it on Facebook, they were like, you know, their like nighttime dispatch was in a different country. And that's a big red flag. And I'll tell you this, what my assumption is that predominantly most of the people that worked for this carrier were Spanish speaking. That's my understanding, or just my opinion, because really, you know, Colombia, you know, down there in South America, and it's kind of like they're probably either got an accent or they speak Spanish, you know, very fluently, you know, and they probably don't like English. And you know, there's a lot of people here in this country that, you know, they grew up speaking Spanish. I live in the part of the state of Texas down here where English is a second language for a lot of people. But it's, you know, slowly, but, you know, it's coming along. But, like, I meet people all the time that were born in Texas, that they're in their 20s, and they don't know English that well. You know, I mean... And it's throughout the years like that. When people from out of state, when people that are not from the state of Texas or just, you know, I don't know, just they don't understand or they just assume too much all at once. Whenever I meet somebody and they don't speak very good English, I don't automatically assume they're from another country, because I've seen people here in the state, you know, and I worked with people, you know, that English is their second language. So when they can speak Spanish, whenever they can, they would do, you know. I mean, there's Tejano radio stations all over the United States. That's not because, you know, they're for the foreigners, okay? People grow, that's their culture, and that's, you're just going to have to live with that, okay, if you don't like it, right? They know English. It's just that they prefer Spanish, okay? What do you call, the guys at Swift Transportation, they were guys, they were, you know, they were American. They spoke good English. They just liked Spanish better, okay? And that's, I don't know. I mean, it's the way your brain works, right? I know a lot of people that speak different languages, and they're like, you know, well, I hardly ever speak it, you know? I mean, I had people in my family and different people that I knew that they spoke English, they spoke German, but they hardly ever spoke German because that German wasn't, you know, part of it, right? So that kind of thing, that's what I'm saying is that guy probably lives in Florida, grew up in Florida, born in Florida, and English is his second language, and he works for a company that predominantly speaks Spanish. So when he was told that, hey, your nighttime dispatch is going to be in Colombia, he's like, hey, no problem. I can understand them. They can understand me. No big deal. Right? But what I will say is that when the guy that's in charge of making sure you get paid, or the people that's in charge of making sure you get paid, if they're not U.S. citizens and you are, and maybe you've never been outside the United States, but they're, and I guarantee you right now, those people, the owners of those companies, you know, they left the drivers stuck without pay. They're gone. They're out of the country. You'll never see them again. Hear that? Or they're under, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where when they have dispatch offices outside the country, that's a bad deal, because what those offices are doing is they're hiding from the law. They don't have to abide by the law. When FMCSA says that they can't coerce you, they can't bully you when you're trying to drive, and then you say you're too tired, and they tell you either drive or you're fired, you know, they're doing it from another country, which means that the FMCSA is not going to come hunt them down. You know, they might shut down that DOT number, but, I mean, so what? You know, the people held responsible, they can just fire it back up and start making phone calls under a different DOT number, because they're not even in the country, right? I mean, they're just operating, you know, it's kind of like everything else. It's everything through the internet. It's kind of like when you go on Facebook and you see, like, I mean, trucks are probably that way too on the internet, but you know what is really a scam on the internet as far as like Facebook and all that? You know how Facebook has a marketplace where you can buy and sell anything on Facebook? Okay. There are people on there that put good deals on cars and trucks and motorcycles. And it's like too good to be true, and you come to find out the person's not even in the country. The bike is not even, it doesn't even exist. They just want you to send them an email or something so they can, you know, they can try to hack you, whatever they want to do, you know. And, I mean, we see it all the time, scams like that. So out of the country is a no-go. Just bottom line, take it word for word, you know, take it God's honest truth. Out of the country dispatchers like that is a no-go. So don't even try to, if you're working for a carrier right now, and it doesn't matter if you speak English, speak Spanish, whatever different kind of language you got going on there, if their dispatch offices, whether it be the night shift or day shift, whatever, if they're not in the country, okay, don't even do business with them. Just get out. No. Okay? No. I mean, I can even, in fact, I'd be willing to bet that there's probably even brokers that work for, or agents that work for Landstar, that they probably have an office, there probably is one guy, but most of all their stuff is dealt through on the phone and on the internet out of the country. I'd be willing to bet that if they went digging, and these different agents, I bet you they're doing business out of the country. Because, I mean, if all you're doing is brokering freight, you don't need to be anywhere. You don't need to be in the United States anywhere. You can do it over the phone and the internet. You know, I mean, that's just my opinion. And I bet you I'm right. I bet you $100 and I'm right about that. That, you know, every carrier that has so-called agents or brokers, you know, there's probably a small portion of them that are not in the country. Just, you know, I mean, Landstar, there are freight brokerage companies that actually are registered agents with Landstar. And these are, I mean, basically they're just double brokering the freight because they're brokers. And they broker out the freight. And they're actually technically, you know, an agent with Landstar. But it's a big company, you know. Now they're the ones, you know, they're the ones you see. If, I don't know if you see them. That I think it's GAD is the code for Landstar. And they're out of Alabama. And they're always at the truck shows and they're giving away stuff. I mean, they're giving away tires and they're giving away free stuff all the time at the truck shows, especially, you know, I used to be Landstar and Landstar had its own hospitality room where all the Landstar drivers were invited for breakfast. And they, you know, like I said, they give out prizes and awards and stuff like that. And that GAD was a big deal. They had a lot of money. And to me, I mean, that's a red flag to me that I just don't get it. Okay. It's supposed to be owner operator, which means even the agents technically owner operators. That's just my opinion. Because now you know what they're doing is they're taking their cut, and their cut's going to be more than yours. Bottom line. But anyway, what else we got going on? Whatever. You know. That's pretty much it for us. This is going to be the last show on our, you know, weekly Monday through Friday kind of thing. There is going to be other stuff being on the radio. Just stick to the Facebook page, and then we'll do some YouTube videos every now and then. You know, I might share some stuff about where I'm at, where I'm going, and all that. Especially if I get over to the truck show in July. You know, we'll have some fun. You know, and it's all about just, you know, keeping that positive attitude. I know it's hard out there as truck drivers, man. I'll tell you, and not everybody can be lucky like me and get a job where you're home every day. But yeah, I just fixed my lunch just a minute ago. I'm ready to go. All I need to do is take a shower, get dressed, and head to work. Friday's usually an early day for me where I get there, and then the guy I swap with, see, he works 6 days a week, and he's got a really good gig where he's running a lot of miles. He's making good money, and he's based out of Waco, and he runs up to Dallas, picks up a trailer, brings it to me, which is down by Austin, runs back up to Waco, or runs back up to Dallas and comes back to Waco. Then he's got to be back by like 6:30 because like Saturday afternoon at like 5 o'clock, he's got another run. And he's like, man, I love this because I'm making lots of money. I was like, dude, make that money. And that's when it's available to you, get, you know, the bad thing about trucking, the really, really bad thing about trucking is that even as an owner, especially as an owner operator, but even company drivers have to do it too, is when the going gets good, you got to get it good and you got to get your money, because times like now where the rates are dropping, you know, you want to be like Greg, you know, one of our recognized founders here. You want to be like him where your truck's paid off, your trailer's paid off. Okay. You know, your weekly income, if you worked every day, every week, your weekly income, like he works 1 week and he's set for 2 months. His bills are paid, groceries bought, all that, you know. And that's the thing, is that you want to get in that situation. But, you know, what it is that when the getting's good, he's out there. I mean, you know it all the time. You see it all the time. When the getting's good, that's when he's out there working and he's making a lot of money and he puts it away. And then next thing you know, when it comes around, guess what? He's sitting at home because the rates are crap. I'm not doing anything. And that's it. You know, and that's what you want to be. Even as a company driver, down here we have the oil field stuff, and a lot of drivers, they'll go out there, work that oil field and make tons of money. And then they're company drivers, so they figure that's just a job. That's my job, weekly job, right? And then they say, no, we can't use you no more. Go home. Boom. You know, even in the job I do with people, like if you got a local gig, even then, you know, you're paid by the hour. And a lot of places, they don't pay overtime, but you don't work a lot of overtime. So it's, you know, catching, what is it called? Catch 22 kind of thing. But what it is about, you know, if you're busy, you're going to work 12 hours a day. But if there's not much freight to deliver, then you're going to get done at 3 o'clock. So you come in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever, and then you're get done at 3. Hey, that's great if you were doing it every day, but you're not. You know, and then you figure, you know, the amount of money you make per hour working from 8 to 3 ain't as good as 8 to 5 or 8 to 6, right? You want to work 8 to 6. And then you, of course, the deal is when it's busy and you're working 8 to 6 every day or even 8 to 7 sometimes. I know drivers that for the company I work for, drivers in big cities like Dallas and Houston and Atlanta, you know, they're working 8 to 8 every day, you know, 7 to 7, 6 to 6. They're working 12 hours a day, so they're getting 60 hours a week, and that's great. But when freight slows down, you know, that's the, and then they build their life around that money, that great money they're making. But then when the freight slows down and they can't make those hours, then they're like, hey, you know, now I got to watch what, you know, now I got to sell a car or, you know, cancel a subscription or something. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. You got to so basically build your life around the worst of times. And then when the best times come, you put it up. That way, that's your vacation money or whatever, right? So that's just my advice about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at in trucking. When the going gets good, you got to go get it. And when the times are tough, they're tough for everybody. Okay? Just know that. And that's all I got to say. So I think we're going to wrap it up, everybody. I appreciate you joining along and follow me for what we were doing every day for a year. And we did all right. You know, we just, you know, we're focusing on other things. And we lost some sponsors just because, you know, that's the way cookie crumbles sometimes. So we're just kind of, you know, going with it. And then, you know, I got other things going on, so I'm doing that too. So, hey, you know, life happens, right? So you guys take care and stay safe, stay successful. We'll see you out there. Keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.